The flat rate scheme is available for small businesses from the 25th of April 2002. Before we go into the finer points of the flat rate scheme, it is worth considering an overview. Here we have an accountant who invoices in the quarter fees to the value of £10,000 and charges VAT of £1,750 on those fees. In the quarter, the accountant incurred costs of £960 with VAT of £168. When the accountant comes to prepare his VAT return for the quarter, he simply has output tax of £1,750, inputs of £168, leaving VAT due of £1,582 for the quarter. Now that is the normal way of accounting for VAT. Outputs minus inputs, amount due. If the accountant adopted the flat rate scheme, he would have a different method of accounting for VAT. Accountants have a flat rate percentage under the new scheme of 13%. The accountant would not need to change the way he invoiced his customers. He would still have net income of £10,000 and VAT charged to customs of £1,750, and he would still incur the same costs. However, when preparing his VAT return, it looks quite different. We have outputs of £1,527.50. That is simply the VAT inclusive income times the flat rate percentage of 13%. There is no input tax reclaim, and the amount due is therefore £1,527.50. So there we see the flat rate scheme in operation. It is merely a way of calculating the amount due to customs, and it should approximate what it would have been under the normal methods. In our example, we paid £1,582 under the normal method, whereas under the flat rate scheme, we pay £1,527.50. Not substantially different, but the administration should be a little easier for the accountant under the flat rate scheme. He simply looks at his income and multiplies it by the flat rate percentage. Who is eligible to use the flat rate scheme? You can join the scheme if there are reasonable grounds to believe that your taxable turnover in the next year will be £150,000 or less. Taxable turnover is standard rated, zero rated or lower rated sales. The above amounts are VAT exclusive, and anticipated sales of capital assets should be excluded. Once in the scheme, you must leave the scheme if annual tax inclusive turnover exceeds £225,000, and this test is done on every anniversary date of joining the scheme. If you exceed the £225,000 on any anniversary date, then you will be required to leave the flat rate scheme from the end of the period following the anniversary. So, for example, if you joined the scheme on the 1st of January, you will always be checking your annual turnover on the 1st of January in future years. Now let us assume that you do check, and in one particular year you exceed the £225,000. You will then be excluded from the flat rate scheme from the quarter commencing the 1st of April, i.e. from the end of the period following the anniversary date. This limit is set to rise to £230,000 from the 4th of January 2011, and a trader will have to leave unless the rise is due to a one-off transaction, and income is likely to drop below £191,500 in the following year. A trader will also be required to leave the scheme if he anticipates that his income will exceed £230,000 in the next 30 days. Customs have estimated the percentage of VAT due compared to the VAT inclusive turnover for different types of businesses. For example, newsagents have a flat rate percentage of 3.5%, photographers 10%, advertising companies 10%, hairdressers 11.5%, and accountants 13%. There are many other businesses listed within the flat rate scheme, and these are just a selection of those businesses. Note that when the VAT rate increases to 20% on the 4th of January 2011, the flat rate percentages will also change. Once you have established which category you fall in,
the relevant percentage is applied to tax-inclusive turnover to arrive at the amount of VAT due. In theory, this should be approximately the same as if the business accounted for output tax minus input tax.
From the 1st of January 2004, Customs introduced a further reduction of 1% off the normal flat rates for businesses in their first year of VAT registration. This was to recognise the special circumstances of newly VAT registered businesses and encourage them to use FRS from the beginning of their VAT registration. To calculate the discounted rate for businesses new to VAT, the trader looks up the flat rate for his sector on the table or using the online Ready Reckoner. Whatever the percentage for his sector, he reduces that rate by one.
For example, a newly registered business with a trade sector of financial services, instead of using a flat rate of 12%, will apply a flat rate of 11% to turnover.
The discounted rate lasts for 1 year from the effective date of VAT registration, but only if the trader notified his liability to register for VAT on time and asked to use FRS from the date he registered. If he notified his liability to register late, the discounted rate only runs from the date he notified his liability to register until the first anniversary of his effective date of VAT registration.
The turnover to which you apply the percentage includes all the supplies made by your business. It includes the VAT inclusive taxable supplies, which is standard rated, zero rated, and lower rated supplies. It also includes your exempt supplies, supplies of capital assets, and dispatches to other EU member states. So you can see that customs are trying to make this system foolproof. All you simply need to do is look at your income, regardless of what it is, and multiply it by your flat rate percentage to determine the amount of VAT due for the quarter. Turnover is calculated on either an invoice or cash accounting basis. It should be noted that you do exclude from turnover any non-business income and supplies which are outside the scope of VAT. Even though the trader may be using the flat rate scheme, they must still raise VAT invoices to registered customers, and the invoices must show VAT at the normal rate, and not the flat rate. This is simply because you are not changing the VAT that you charge to your customers, or even the VAT that you are being charged by your suppliers. All the flat rate scheme does is change the way you account to customs for the amount due. Generally, input tax is not deductible under the flat rate scheme. However, you will be able to deduct input tax in two situations. If you purchase a capital asset with a VAT inclusive value of £2,000 or more, you will be entitled to a full input tax reclaim in respect of that capital asset. By claiming back VAT in full on the purchase, it does mean that when you sell the capital asset, you must account for the full VAT charge on that particular disposal. So, in the quarter, the sale of the capital asset will be excluded from flat rate turnover, and you would account for the VAT separately on the asset disposable, probably at 17.5%. The other occasion, when you have an input tax reclaim, is where you recover pre-registration input tax. The same rules apply to flat rate traders as they do to normal traders. If, however, you reclaim input tax in respect of pre-registration capital assets, you must remember that claiming input tax on capital assets means that when the capital asset is actually sold, it is excluded from flat rate turnover, and VAT must be accounted for on the sale at the full rate of 17.5%. Under the flat rate scheme, there are record keeping and accounting requirements to consider. It is a point of law that you must keep a record of your flat rate calculation, which must show the flat rate turnover for the VAT accounting period, the flat rate percentage you used, and the tax due. This record must be kept with your VAT account, presumably so that it is easily inspected on any subsequent control visit.
Prior to their merger, the Revenue and Customs issued a joint statement clarifying the accounting requirements of both departments. In summary, the statement confirms that both departments accept a record of gross sales and purchases without the need to record net
gross, and VAT values for each transaction. That for businesses using FRS, the revenue expects annual accounts to be prepared using gross receipts less the flat rate percentage. Expenses should be shown inclusive of VAT as they would be for any unregistered business. That there is no need for direct tax purposes to retain a record of any difference in the VAT payable under the flat rate scheme and normal accounting. Where a business pays less VAT under the scheme, this will be reflected in income and affect taxable profits. Where a business pays more VAT under FRS, that will constitute a loss which reduces profit and reduces taxable income. Some traders will be ineligible to join the flat rate scheme. You are not allowed to join the flat rate scheme where you use the second-hand margin scheme or the auctioneer scheme, or if you apply the tour operator margin scheme. You will also not be allowed to join the scheme if you expect to operate the capital goods scheme.
This will not be too much of a problem, as most businesses with a turnover of under £150,000 are unlikely to be purchasing assets which will qualify for the capital goods scheme.
You will not be permitted to use the scheme where you have ceased to operate the flat rate scheme in the previous 12 months, or in the previous 12 months you have been convicted of a VAT offence or a penalty for dishonesty. You will also not be able to join the scheme if within the past 24 months you were part of a VAT group or were registered as division. And finally, you will not be permitted to join the scheme if you are closely associated with another person. Associated persons would include cases where one business is under the dominant influence of another, or two businesses are closely bound by financial, economic, and organizational links.
Let's consider an illustration. Adverto Limited, a small computer repair services company, uses the flat rate scheme.
The relevant percentage for computer repair services under the flat rate scheme is 9.5%. In the quarter to the 31st of December, turnover was £20,000, including VAT.
Adverto Limited also bought a computer for its own use for £4,000 plus VAT and sold their old computer for £600 plus VAT. The old computer originally cost £1,800 plus VAT. We need to calculate the VAT due under the flat rate scheme.
First of all, we need to look at the output tax, and quite simply, we look at the VAT inclusive turnover of £20,000 and multiply it by the flat rate percentage of 9.5%, so £1,900. The business also sold the computer in the period, and we must account for VAT separately of £105. The reason for accounting for it separately is because the original purchase exceeded £2,000, VAT inclusive, and consequently the business would have claimed back the input tax in full on the original purchase. Consequently, when the computer is sold, output tax must be accounted for in full. So total output is £2,005. We have an input to reclaim on the computer acquisition, so £700. Again, it is over £2,000 VAT inclusive, therefore we can claim back the input tax incurred. So the total amount due to customs is £1,305.
Have a go at an example to complete the session. Craig owns a hairdressing and alternative health business.
He uses the flat rate scheme with a flat rate percentage of 11.5%. In the quarter to the 31st of December, Craig had the following transactions.
Standard rated sales are £14,000 and exempt sales are £7,000. Craig incurs costs of £6,000 in making standard rated sales. A computer costing £1,750 and a car costing £6,000 were purchased in the quarter. I would like you to calculate the VAT due. When you are satisfied with your answer, please continue.
The qualifying income is as follows. VAT inclusive sales, so that's £14,000 times 1.175%. £16,450. We also include exempt sales, £7,000, which gives us a total qualifying income of £23,450.
We apply the flat rate percentage of 11.5% to this figure and get output tax of £2,696.75.
We also bought a computer during the period, and this is subject to a separate input reclaim. The VAT inclusive amount on the computer exceeded £2,000. Therefore, the business is entitled to a full reclaim. So, £306.25.
This gives VAT due of £2,390.50.
That concludes the lecture on the flat rate scheme.